Weak rays of sun stream through the windows on the western wall of the auditorium at the Eddie Mae Binion Center, helping illuminate the 50 or so worshipers of Middletree Church. The Super Bowl Sunday service is just the third for this church, a labor of love for Pastor Brian Schmidgall. The native of rural Illinois says he first felt the calling to plant an Assemblies of God church in St. Louis after reading an article naming the city as the most dangerous in the United States.
We'd run into the city for ball games and museums and things like that. So I never saw that dangerous side of St. Louis. And so just started talking with local pastors and started to see the condition a little more, and it just began to grip our hearts.
So in 2009, Schmidgall gave up his job as a youth pastor in Wisconsin, and he and his wife Mary moved with their young daughter to a St. Louis neighborhood that is 96% black.
I didn't want to come in and be the guy with answers and, hey, here's what you need to do, because I knew I honestly didn't have those answers. And so we just lived here for 2 years and just got to know the community and just how things were done.
Like the city of St. Louis, the Assemblies of God has a complicated racial history. From 1939 until the 1960s, the church was openly hostile to African Americans, encouraging them to worship in the Church of God in Christ instead. Schmidgall says he's trying to address both by placing his church in a neutral location, for example. He plans to reach out to Kojic churches and partner with them. Even the name, Middletree, was a conscious choice.
There's North City and South City, and we want to be life among that division. That's the play on Middletree.
To develop this plan for how to bring about restoration.
The text Schmidgall is studying with his parishioners this Sunday morning comes from Nehemiah, who was called by God to rebuild Jerusalem. Schmidgall identifies with the story, but he also sees why the message might rub some the wrong way.
I came here out of compulsion just to help and to serve because I saw a pattern of everyone leaving, and I wanted to be one of those persons that went in. I know it can be received as patronizing, and I don't know how to counter that other than just trying to be real.
It was a message that resonated with Sharon Parker, who moved to St. Louis as a little girl. Though she was a churchgoer before finding Middletree, Parker always felt there was something missing.
It's just all African American, and my heart and passion is for all nations. I have been praying for this for 5 years. The division, all of that in our city, I was like, we got to do something different. Only God could have shown him that.
Schmidgall's effort is receiving praise from Joan Newman, an ordained Assemblies of God minister who wrote a book on the denomination's racial history. But Newman says changing the church itself will take more than the well-intentioned work of local ministers.
I think Leonard Lovett, a very distinguished African-American theologian, put it well when he said that you welcome us as your brothers and sisters, but until you welcome us as your brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, there's really not going to be much change.
Brian Schmidgall knows his young church will face resistance, both to the conservative beliefs of the Assemblies of God and to his efforts to break down old barriers. But despite all that, he says, he remains excited for what's ahead. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.